Okay, Michael, so staying close to the fire. All these negativities can happen, especially when you're brand new in the business. Those negativities just seem really big. The longer you're in, the more success you've associated with, the less they seem important. How do you keep brand new people to not drop out, to not, you know, just drop on the side, drop down on the side of the road because of these negativities? How do you, especially if you've got an organization all over the country, people, you know, joining left in Arizona, Nebraska, Arkansas, Florida, how do they...
That's a great question. And when you can answer that question successfully, you can build a massive organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a successful answer to that is people have to get plugged into what we call personal growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get plugged into like the Jim Rohns and the Brian Tracys. I know the stuff that Tom Schreider does, you know, mm-hmm. the Big Al stuff. They got to get plugged in. They got to get educated about the industry. And here's the education they need to understand that you don't walk into a network marketing into the network marketing industry and get rich in 6 weeks. Does not happen. Have people gone on and changed their fortunes in 6 months? They certainly have. In 3 months, it's happened. But the average person that changes their fortunes, it takes a 3 to 5 year education to really get to the place where you've got enough life experience or network marketing experience where you've done it all and you've been through and you've grown and you've learned about how things grow and also how things fall apart, and you've learned to have a long-term vision and you've signed on for that long-term vision and you make the inner connections inside yourself. Okay, Jim Rohn says this: it's not what you get, it's who you become. Then who you become determines what you get. How do you stay close to the fire? You get out to all the big events, right? And like I said earlier, you hang around with people who have the same vision, like-minded people going in the same direction. You hang out with them, you support each other, but you inwardly make the commitment. And I believe this is like, I really am a major believer in you draw a line in the sand inside your own self. You say, I'm standing here, I'm going to make this work. And the universe will test your commitment, but it will back up your commitment. You know, I love the quote that comes from the Himalayan expedition where it says, the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All matters of assistance, unforeseen and seen, things you could never imagine have come your way will come your way. That's a loose paraphrase, but that's the essence of it. You know, as long as there's tentativeness in your spirit, there'll be tentativeness in your results. But when you draw a line, say, I'm going no matter what, I'm going to get there. How do you do it again? How do you stay close to the fire? You got to keep stuff around you, books, tapes. You've got to educate yourself on the industry. You've got to read the network marketing books, you know. You've got to read the Randy Gage books, then the Mark Yarnell books, and you subscribe to the magazines and read the magazines. You've got to educate yourself personally and the true possibility of network marketing. Then you have to be able to insert yourself in the picture and visualize yourself, you know, walking across the stage, getting that big check, making that big money, writing the check to your kids' college, whatever. You got to visualize yourself doing. You've got to see it. If you can see it in your mind's eye, then you can achieve it. So what else do you do? You read, Think and Grow Rich 20 times. You read The Magic of Thinking Big. You read Dale Carnegie. You listen to Jim Rohn. You listen to Brian Tracy. And there's oodles and oodles of people to listen to and work with and learn from, you know. But you always then become a person that challenges yourself. Now it's easy to stay close to the fire, and you're becoming a leader.
Mm-hmm.
I know this. In network marketing, the leaders are the people that make the big money. So here's the beauty of it, though. Each and every one of us has leadership potential. You have to learn to bring that potential out. Not all leadership looks the same. Sometimes a leader is sitting at the desk doing registration, but they're a leader. Sometimes a leader is doing the presentation. Sometimes a leader is an usher into the room. Everyone has different forms of how leadership takes, but here's what leaders have in common. Leaders see the vision, they know where they want to go, they make the commitment to go there, and then they proceed to take that. Here's key. In our industry, like in most places, we fail our way to the top. You see more failure than you see success over and over and over and over and over again. I still see that today, but now the accumulated effect of my successes has kicked in to where our organization duplicates and duplicates and duplicates, you know. I mean, so we stayed long enough, if you will.
Right.
But we stay close to the fire. Again, how do we do it? My brother and I have always been, in essence, workout partners for each other until we went separate ways a year and a half ago or so. He got engaged. We went separate ways, you know, And now I work really closely with my good friend Molly, Cheryl, and my son Willie. We work close. I go into Atlanta. I got my workout partners in there. So we're always working, hanging out together. Staying close to the fire, we'll have a big party at the Oakland Coliseum when the Yankees come in August. You know, I'm a Yankees fan. They're all A's fans, but we all go together, have a big old time. Last year, we had 250 people out.
Right.
That's incredible, you know. Mm-hmm. People like getting together. Now, we'll talk about, again, close to the fire. We'll talk about the event around what I call the event around the event. Again, I got this early on in my career from my good buddy Jeff, and one night.
Let me jump in real quick.
Okay.
Just the staying close to the fire. What that means is that if your distributors aren't listening to the successes that are happening, if they're not around the people that are having success, they're going to have a tendency to get cold. They're not going to be able to see the light anymore. They're not going to be warm. So what we're saying, and what Michael, you've done so well, is that you say, hey, we're going to have so many events that they always have an opportunity to come and be by the fire, which is the success, so that they continue to have the beliefs until they're successful themselves, or have a conference call and say, just get on the call once a week. Just by getting on that call, they're going to continue to build their belief rather than to get cold, get away from the fire, right?
Right.
Now,
and what you're looking for there is a system in place where they can stay close to the fire, like the weekly conference call leadership system. You know, we plug it over and over and over again. I know all my top leaders are on it. And I'll tell you an irony. I know when there have been some people who have been leaders on my team who decide not to be on it for some reason. Or they were on it, and sometimes they go off and start their own prematurely. I'm encouraging everyone to start their own, but sometimes they start their own and they cut themselves off from ours, but their fire is still not strong enough.
Right.
Okay? See, today, in my world today, you know, the fire's right here.
Right.
You know, I mean, it doesn't take a lot to convince me that there's an opportunity here because I'm making that kind of money.
That's right.
But what about when I was making $2,000 a month or $3,000 a month? We kept seeing the big picture and staying close to the fire, and we stay close to the fire. It was nothing in my formative days in network marketing for an out-of-town guest to come to New York, speak in New Jersey on Monday night. We'd sponsor him. This guy wasn't on someone else's upline, okay? And Tuesday night in Manhattan, Wednesday night in Long Island. And he was speaking down in Philadelphia on Thursday night. Steve and I would get in his Geo, drive the length of the Jersey Turnpike, and go to that Thursday night meeting. What surprised me was very rarely were any of his people from New York down at that Philly meeting.
Right.
Very rarely. It baffled me because I said he's less than two hours away. One of the top money earners in the company, only makes sense. And of course, we'd be calling into Philadelphia, see if we could get out, you know, and get out in front of them. But always, it was nothing to me. You know, again, that was staying close to the fire. We kept hearing the story, letting the story inform us, let it inform us. Seeing, rubbing shoulders with the people who were making five figures and six figures annually, and even now seven figures annually.
Right.
You know, hanging out with those people, sitting down before the event, having a cup of coffee with someone who's making $400,000 a year. That'll change your perspective early on.
That's right.
You know, and here's what we know. Law of Association says if you hang out with them long enough, you'll become like them.
Right.
I don't know how it all happened, Art, you know.
Right.
I mean, too.
Here's the remarkable thing. I get to meet you six years ago, and I get to see the transformation. I've seen it happen a number of times. I see the confidence in you. I know for a fact that if today you sit down with somebody, they can feel that you're confident in what you have to share, which a lot of the top distributors have. Here's one thing that you've mastered that some of them have, some of them haven't, but I think, boy, if you could learn how to do this as well as Michael Melia can, hey, this just could transform your business. And what we're going to talk about is what Michael calls the event around the event. And we've been talking about the associations. How do you sit down with the person that's making $400,000 a year or $1 million a year or whatever it might be, or even, you know, $4,000 a month if you're only making $200 a month or a week? You know, that's a great association. But how do you get a chance to even meet with those people? Michael, you've created a culture that allows distributors to participate in that as laws of association. If you can, share with the listeners what it is that you call an event around the event. How does it work? Where does it happen? What are the results? What are the benefits? Share a little bit about that.
Okay, I will. I mean, this is a funny one because this is my favorite thing. about mm-hmm. the whole business. Okay, and we'll talk about events around the event. So let's for example.
Give us an example, yeah.
We'll look at Las Vegas here. Here's the event. The company actually has an event with a banquet for the top leaders on Thursday night. Then Friday morning, there's training. Friday night, recognition. Saturday morning, training. Saturday night, recognition. So now here's some events around the events. The first event around the event is on we'll have a reception for our entire team on Thursday afternoon before the banquet. Now, the banquet's just for the people who have hit a certain rank and stuff, but our reception's for everybody. Everybody on our team, and we publicize it through our email alerts and our conference calls and stuff. We want them to be there. A, we see who's there. We take inventory.
Right.
B, they see the other people who are here. They get to make some connections, maybe meet in person some of the people they heard on the conference calls. You know, all kinds of stuff like that. It's incalculable what happens. The relationships that people have with each other on the team and stuff, they just cross-fertilize and become strong. And some of the, I mean, we've actually had people meet each other and now, you know, 2 and 3 years later, getting married and things like that at each other, right? At an event around the event. Mm-hmm. So that's a very formalized event around the event.
Now, that's something that you put on outside of the company, right?
Outside of the
just
company.
Just for your team, right?
And this is in the event around the event philosophy.
Right.
It's a pre-event, really, mm-hmm. okay? Following the event, and this, again, is a formalized event around the event, we have our breakout session on Sunday morning. Whenever the company gets together in a big event like this, we have a breakout session the next morning if it makes at all sense to us. On these big events, it always does, and we're known for it. I mean, we're actually, you know, people... I mean, in fact, we sort of, even though we didn't invent the concept, we introduced the concept to this company. Mm-hmm. And now there's going to be, there'll be like 30 tomorrow.
Right.
Okay? Now, we weren't the first people, again, like I said, to invent it. But it made sense. The people who mentored me in the business had them, so we have them. That breakout session now, it's more intimate. 400 or 500 people. Okay? Now, in between, though, on Friday night, on Saturday night, there'll be events around the events. These are all more informal ones. They'll take place in the lounges. They'll take place, you know, going out to dinner with 15 or 20 people or 30 or 40 people. One of my friends, Steve Fleming. Steve runs a dinner on Friday night for his entire team. Just a big old dinner, you know. And they publicize it ahead of time and they ticket it ahead of time and people come. As soon as the event breaks on Friday afternoon, they all go out to dinner together. We take care of that same type of thing by having that pre-event reception.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that, and then we have the post-event, like I said, the wrap-up session. What do we do in that wrap-up session? You hear success stories. You hear from the new people on our team who have really made the top rank and stuff like that. And then after that's over here, we have another event around the event that's even sort of more esoteric. Now, and that is about 200 of us are going out on Lake Mead on houseboats.
Mm-hmm.
Rent about 20 houseboats, maybe 25 houseboats. People will gather over at Lake Mead and go on out Sunday evening, stay out Monday night, Monday, all day Monday, Monday night, Tuesday, come in. Most people will be coming back in on Wednesday. Now, that's even more informal. What are they doing out there, you know? They're just getting to know each other. And here's, to me, at Lake Mead's a great one because this isn't a big, big social event. Fun, right? It's still part of building the business, so it still fits into the business tax deductions and things like that. You got 250 ace personalities out of the place where their cell phones don't work. They can't work on their business, but what are they doing? They're building relationships. They're cementing relationships. I met people on the boat trip that we did a similar one last year that when I was on the road all last fall, they'd come up to me and they'd shake my hand at an event and I was like not recognizing them. And I realized I didn't recognize them because they were wearing suits and they weren't in their bathing suits and
right.
tank tops and their straw hats. And, you know, we rented some jet skis. We had the families out there, kids out there. Just had a good old time just, you know, doing that. Now, what happens? The relationships get stronger. All of a sudden, you know, because Brian Tracy says this, people will leave a business, but they won't leave their friends.
That's right.
And here's what happens to those events. And that's a very special event around the event. So we'll have 2 or 3 things like that a year. We'll run a cruise. We ran a cruise to the Bahamas last Labor Day weekend, you know. Had maybe about 75 people on out, but 75 people come on out. Those people are locked in the business. My goal is always to get our brand new people locked into the big vision, locked into the relationship so they stay long enough to alter their fortunes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal with people. I want people to be successful, you know. And ironically, in the name of the network marketing business system, they're successful, we're successful.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible. But there's the events around the events. You want happens. You get to be friends with people. I'll tell you a story. We're at the Hyatt Regency in Dallas, Texas. It was a Sunday night. The event was over. And the guys who were my sponsor in that company, the first company I was with, I've only been with two. And that company, they had a dinner. I went out to that dinner. I was on a team. And I invited you to come with us. And you weren't on that team, so it was sort of a little awkward, but mm-hmm. we all went out to like a spaghetti place somewhere,
right.
you know, hung out. Afterwards, you and myself and three or four people went around and had a couple of drinks here or there. We wound up sitting in the Hyatt Regency in the bar upstairs there, closed the place out about 1 o'clock, and we talked.
That's right.
You and me and Tom Wood, mm-hmm. and this is about 5 years ago before any of us had made any serious money in network marketing, and now you're talking about the five or six people. Four of the six people had hung out till 1:30 in the evening talking, just sharing and getting to know each other. Four of those six people now make over $100,000 a year thanks to network marketing.
That's real powerful. I mean, that's where, like
and
you said,
we were all beginners at the time, basically, mm-hmm. you know.
So these events around the event, they're kind of the glue, the cement to say, hey, you know what? There are no perfect companies, right? You pick the
That's
company
right.
you want to have your problems with and you go for it. But if you can cement the relationships, they're more likely that people are going to hang out. Or, for example, it's a place where if I'm in Texas, in Houston, and I've got a person that I want to invite to a meeting in Orlando, I might meet the person that's running the meeting in Orlando here at your event around the event, create the relationship.
That's right.
It's a whole lot easier for me to send that distributor to Orlando.
That's
or
right.
that prospect to Orlando to
That's
meet them.
Right.